I used to have this prideful disbelief in the supernatural. I was determined that everything could be explained with science, because I was young. I'd recently gotten my first telescope, and I didn't yet know the vast inadequacies of human scientific knowledge. Sometimes, I think that's just how it works. The supernatural world chooses to reveal itself to disbelievers because the crush of pride is greater. At the time this all happened, I was only 9. I was determined that I was mature for my age and that nothing could scare me. I was very wrong. My grandmother arrived back home from a cruise with presents. For me, she had bought a porcelain doll. It stood about 3 feet tall, almost as tall as me at the time. It had blue eyes, curly blonde hair, a frilly purple dress, and a hat to match. The head and arms of the doll were the only real glass components. The torso was stuffed, and the base of the doll was an open umbrella which served to fluff out the dress. The umbrella is an important detail later. I loved the doll. I played with it all the time, gently, as so not to break it, and for a while, everything was fine. I had a few instances I can remember finding things out of place. An antique hairbrush from my great-grandmother found on the floor, my Game Boy in the sock drawer, and a few things just went missing. I blamed it on my younger sister, and angrily insisted that she stop touching my things. But then, the doll started to move. All the time, I'd come into my room, and she was in a different spot from the special place I'd picked out for her, across from my bed. I was sure my sister was trying to annoy me because she knew how important the doll was to me. After a few months, my birthday arrived. I had 3 friends over to stay the night, the sun had gone down, and the 4 of us were playing games on the floor of my room. I turned to one of my friends to tell her it was her turn, but she was staring intently past me. After failing to get her attention, I turned to see what she was looking at. The doll. "I think I just saw her eyes move," she said. The other 2 of my friends simultaneously turned to look at the doll as well. The instant our eyes were all on the doll, the lights went out. A massive lightning bolt struck from a storm that seemed to have come out of nowhere. We all ran, screaming, down the stairs as fast as we could, tripping over each other and half falling our way down. At the base of the stairs, we saw a light, and realized that the power had only gone out in my room. My mom blamed my overactive imagination and those crazy cartoons I watched, so unfortunately for the time being, I was stuck with the doll. I realized all my things moving and the doll moving hadn't been my sister after all. At this point, I was very scared of the doll. I had a closet that I had incorrectly installed the lock on, and it locked from the outside, so I decided to put the doll in there and lock her in at night. I confidently woke up the next morning feeling safe again, and opened my eyes to find the doll back in her spot, and the closet door wide open. What was I to do? The doll can move on its own, unlock doors without a key, my mom doesn't believe me about it, and I can't get rid of the lovely present my grandmother's gotten me. I thought I'll break it maybe, but I don't know how the supernatural world works. What if some spirit in the doll gets unlocked when I break it? What if it kills me? Feeling defeated, I finally devised a less than perfect plan. I spent less time in my room, trying to only be in there when my mom was also present. I'd also watch TV as my mom went to sleep. I set a sleep timer on the TV, and when I was sure my mom was asleep, I'd race downstairs to sleep on the couch. For whatever reason, the doll did seem confined to my room. For a while, my plan worked, but one fateful night, I accidentally fell asleep before making it downstairs. In the middle of the night, I awoke suddenly to a strange swish sound. Half asleep, I slowly put the pieces together, the sound of an umbrella scooting across the carpet. I shot open my eyes, and there, beside my bed, was a doll with arms outstretched towards my neck. I squealed and dove under the covers. It's dark. All I hear is my heavy breathing and the pounding of my pulse. After what felt like hours, I gathered the courage to peek out from under the blankets. The doll was back in her spot, across the room, staring directly at me. I sprinted out from the covers and down the stairs to safety. After that, I bugged my mom incessantly to let me get rid of the doll. She eventually gave in, and she dropped it off at a Goodwill. A sigh of relief. I thought it was all over. Usually, people don't believe me when I tell this story, even up to this point, but the real kicker of it all is that the house burned down, totaled. We lost everything. The fire department was never able to determine a cause of the fire, and I'm ever so lucky their plans changed last minute that day, so we weren't home when we should have been. And with that, we conclude tonight's Daily Dose of Fear. Now, if you aren't at the least bit scared of dolls after hearing that story, you're probably a monster worse off than the one mentioned in it. Finally, a special thanks to you/alienfrogpoet on Reddit for allowing me to narrate their terrifying tale, and thank you for listening.